Good day, and welcome to the Technopolis Group Quarter Three Interim Report conference call. You may find the presentation at www.technopolis.fi/for_investors/presentations. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Keith Silverang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, good day, everybody. My name is Keith Silverang. I'm the CEO of Technopolis. And with me on the line is our CFO, Reo Taurainen. As you all know, we had our interim report for Q3 today, and I'm here to give you a brief on this report and then take, I hope, as many of your questions as I can. So I'll get right down to it by beginning with a simple summary. We had a satisfactory performance during the third quarter. We're satisfied. During the quarter, we could see that the downturn has leveled off, and we noticed that there are some clear signs of recovery in the air, at least for the moment. Moving on from there, I can sort of start by having a sort of overall look at Technopolis by region. As a general comment, the best sites regionally were Tampere, Kuopio, and the Helsinki area. About the Helsinki area, I should mention that even though the first half of the year was very tough, the second half of the year we saw a full-scale recovery, which is significant because our customer structure in the Helsinki area is very much dominated by startups and growth companies, small and medium-sized enterprises. So they have proven much more resilient than even than I had hoped. So we saw a pretty good performance in the second half there. As to the rest, Kuopio did extremely well. You couldn't even notice the recession there. Tampere, you could see very little sign of recession there. So the areas where markets were most challenging, I would say, were in the first half of the year, Lappeenranta, which has since made a full recovery, and Jyväskylä, where they've been struggling pretty much since the second quarter, and they still are. So I guess the point is that there's been a lot of variation from region to region, but on the whole, the picture is that the first half was much tougher than the third quarter was, and we've seen now the occupancy rate stabilizing. It's no longer declining. At the same time, market yields have slowed and appear to be stopping. If you look then at how our customer structure is developing, there haven't been any major changes so far in the overall, let's say, top 20 clients. We're still operating pretty much in the same sectors, but from a strategic point of view, it's important to point out that if you look at the slides, we have some new material where you can see a clear pie graph breaking down our customers by sector, that we are still strongly reliant on this ICT mobile sector, but the life sciences sector is coming. The public sector is at 11%. We have services at 17% and other technology industries at 23%. And it's our intention to broaden these sectors so that we'll have within technology, while staying focused on knowledge-intensive clients, we will have increasing focus on a variety of high-tech sectors. And at the same time, other members of the innovation ecosystem, universities, polytechs, research institutes, more and more sales effort is being put into obtaining these customerships, as we've noticed from experience that they are having the effect of lengthening our average agreements and stabilizing the customer portfolio. If you look at our investments during the period, the pipeline is obviously much slimmer now, so we're down to essentially our Tampere Yliopistorinne case, which is now at almost 90%. This Kuopio case, Mikrokatu, which is 100% rented, and of course our St. Petersburg case, Pulkovo, which is only at 3%, but of course we've been warning all along that most of the agreements will not come at least before the commissioning period starts next spring. So the message is that virtually all the risk is concentrated into this Russian case, Pulkovo. And regarding this Russian case, I can say that there are signs that the St. Petersburg market is starting to wake up. Even though the rent levels are relatively low, they're still at satisfactory level as far as our own internal rate of return expectations are concerned. And most of the movement is from existing clients moving from old to new facilities. So once those decisions start to get made, it favors those players with modern, efficient facilities that have good services. And I feel quite strongly that we have the best project in a very good location. So once things start to happen, I think that we'll be in a position to benefit from that. The question is when, and as I mentioned in the interim report, so the timing is virtually impossible to predict at this point. We see the ruble sliding up. We see the oil prices gradually increasing, and there's been a number of deals in downtown St. Petersburg already, so it looks like something's happening, but nobody really knows yet. And if I just move briskly through the projects we've had completed in the third quarter, we had this Hedemia 15 in Tampere, very nice case, full and completed in August. Then we had this Yliopisto Rinne 1 case in Tampere right next to the university, which in spite of this recession, we've been getting closed deals all the time. It's really pulling in customers very well, and we had one new case just before the interim report. I can't mention who the company was, but it's international. It's a well-known technology company and will bring a very nice combination of services and technology to a campus which is very much focused on services and technology. And then what's not in the investment pipeline yet is this Tampere Eye Center, which was approved by the board and is in the phase of evaluating the cost of construction together with the client. We will make a final decision a little bit farther down the line, but basically it's a go unless there's some really big surprise in terms of the cost of construction. And that's a great case because it's fully let. It's got a very long agreement with a very stable public sector entity who is crucial to the innovation ecosystem in Tampere, particularly in this case because this is the first phase of what will be a significant life sciences campus in Tampere, and that's very important to the city and its competitiveness as well as Technopolis because, of course, it's helping us to diversify some of this technology risk away from the ICT mobile sector. And then there's our Pulkovo case. So I've already mentioned it, that we have this one deal, which is one deal more than we expected at this phase. I can't predict whether we will have more such deals before the year end. I hope we will. All I can say is that we have a quite substantial portfolio as prospects, and all those negotiations are going on, and the customers are very, very active now. So the prevailing wisdom is that they tend to activate as you get close to completion, and we are relying on that. We expect that it will take some time to get those deals, but we're doing our very best to land and close those deals as quickly as we can. As far as the project is concerned, at the moment it's on time, it's on budget, and we're scheduled for completion during the spring. I can't give you an exact date as yet because there's too many unpredictable factors still at this point. One interesting indicator, we have a look at our business development activities. I think you can see what's very indicative of this recessionary period has been the lower level of investment in startups. So we had only 19 million cumulative euros invested in startups and SMEs so far this year, that's bringing us back to the 2007 level, but at the same time, the average investment has increased to a little bit under 2 million euros per case. That's a hopeful sign, especially because there's been even more activity in the greater Helsinki area than there was a year ago. So this is one critical indicator of whether the market is perking up, and now we're seeing some signs that investment activity, risk investment activity, is increasing. So it's kind of the canary in the cage, and when that canary starts to sing, so it's an indication that there could be a recovery. It's another one of those signs I mentioned at the beginning. It remains to be seen whether this will be sustainable or not. Then going straight to the figures, which you can see in the interim report itself and in our slides on the website. To begin with, you can say that, I think you can call it a satisfactory performance under pretty challenging business conditions. We lost occupancy just over 2% in the first half. But now in the third quarter, we've managed to keep it at the same level. We haven't lost any further occupancy, and there are some signals that it's not only leveled off, but maybe even slightly, ever so slightly, increased. And now it's been very quiet on the customer side, so at the moment we have no indications of another lapse. So we're sort of cautiously hopeful regarding that. And at the same time, our relative profitability, if you look at the direct result without the valuation and non-recurring items, is at a significantly higher level than it was a year ago. And our EBITDA as a percentage of our net sales is at a pretty healthy level, and we believe that level is sustainable. For 2009, fiscal 2009, we're confident in our guidance, so no worries on that score. So I think that the key message here is that occupancy seems to have stabilized, and that's a very hopeful sign. If we look at the details on sales and earnings, the sales increasing 7% and EBITDA roughly the same amount over last year. Like for like, revenue is plus minus zero, so no bad news, no good news either on that score. Service revenues have declined relative to sales because of the first half termination of our consulting activities. Otherwise, no huge changes in that score. It's down to about 14.5% now, but it tends to fluctuate between 15 and 20% from year to year anyway, depending on our merger and acquisition activity. So on the whole, profitability-wise, we're satisfied, and it wouldn't have been possible without timely and strong actions to preserve our occupancy. We've been working very hard to increase our operational efficiency, and I would say that we've been successful in that, and we will continue being very vigilant on that side, and efforts to continue streamlining our activities, centralizing support processes, and focusing local activities on sales and stakeholder management. That will continue right through next year as we continue rolling out our new ERP systems and standardized and centralized processes. So this is a trend which will not stop, and therefore we're hopeful that our operational efficiency will continue improving. And looking at shifting over to the balance sheet, the good news here clearly is the slowing of market yields. Or actually, I could say stopping. And for all intents and purposes, they have now stopped rising. And this, of course, means that the pressure on the fair market values of our properties has desisted. And very happy to see that, even though it doesn't have that much up, you can say, operationally. It doesn't have a huge operational impact, but it does matter on many other scores. So we're very happy to see that has happened. And the other thing I want to underline is that we have enough, more than enough unused credit facilities to cover all the investments that have been approved by the board. And if there are further growth projects, especially if market yields remain stable, then we're pretty well positioned. We're satisfied that we're well positioned to pursue interesting investment opportunities. Now, I'd say that our confidence level after Q3 is at a higher than it was earlier with respect to that, because of these market yields have tailed off and stabilized. And I think it's also noteworthy that our financial expenses actually dropped from 10 million to 9.3 million euros, in spite of the fact that interest-bearing liabilities increased from 334 million to a little over 376 million, and that was due to our policy to aggressively pursue short interest-fixing periods. So we've had pretty low average interest rate, like 2.75%, and it's much lower than a year ago where it was over 5%. So that means that in the event that there are opportunities to continue expanding or make investments into interesting projects, we'll be in a position to finance them at a reasonable price thanks to low interest rates, even though the spreads have increased over the past year. The declining interest rates have compensated for that. So if you look at our equity ratio, the long-term target is 35%, and it's now at 38%. So we're within the comfort zone that we want to be in. And since we're continuously looking at projects domestically as well as internationally, and since we intend to finance growth with debt as well as equity, it's clear that it's in our interest to keep this ratio at a healthy level, and these equity-type offerings are one good alternative to do that in balance with cost-competitive debt financing. Then, to look more specifically at our loans, we've seen this picture before as our loan breakdown. We have $376 million in total loans, and as I mentioned earlier, we have enough to cover our investments. Spreads have increased a little, but we're quite satisfied, actually, with our situation with respect to the amount of debt we have, the overall cost of the financing, and also the spread, the interest rate margin situation is reasonable at the moment, given the market conditions that we're in. And in particular, if you look at the interest coverage ratio and loan-to-value, so interest coverage ratio is really at a pretty good level right now. And we're very comfortable with that, as we are with the loan-to-value ratio, which is now around 58%. Our interest cover is now at 3.6, and I think that by any standard that's pretty good. Pretty good level, so no worries on that score. Focusing more on these covenant issues, because they've been brought up time and time again. As I pointed out in earlier reports, we feel that we're in a satisfactory situation. We take these very seriously, but we feel that we are in a satisfactory situation, as our covenants are linked to our equity ratio, which is at a level of 38%. And if you look at the triggers of our covenants, so in that pie chart, you can see that 26% trigger, which means higher pricing, slightly higher pricing, if we go under 38%, but a larger share 59% trigger only at 33%. So, and then we have 13% at under 30 and 2% under 28. So really, the trigger points are low enough that that when you take that and combine it with the total amount of loans with covenants, which is only 75.5 million, we're pretty much in our comfort zone on that, and we're satisfied that we're in safe ground. And then looking at occupancy, just to come back to where I started, occupancy rate did drop a little over 2%, but during the third quarter, actually, as I mentioned earlier, it actually ever so slightly increased, although we've reported it as a stabilized. It stopped declining, and that stabilization of occupancy at a level which we consider to be quite okay, 94.3%, it's a good standard and a good platform to build on from there. At this point, under these conditions, we're satisfied that our staff has done a really good job in holding on to our customerships and negotiating with clients as needed, because we know from 25 years of experience that the most important thing in this business is to hold on to those customer relationships for the long term. That maintaining that occupancy at the high level is the single most important factor in the long-term value of our assets. And, of course, you know the other drivers are, in addition to occupancy, are the rent levels. Yes, that's true. And we don't by any means underestimate that, but occupancy is absolutely number one. And we actually made a new picture of our lease portfolio structure, and here you can see that our salespeople have been working very hard to renegotiate leases to get to, let's say, lengthen the fuse to some extent. And the more we get cases like this Sampere Eye Center, the more we will have a longer agreements. So here in this picture, you can see that the number of agreements that can be terminated with 3 months or less notice has declined from a little over 20% or around 25% to about 5%, while the number of leases with over 9 months have increased from like 8 up to around 17%. And 6 to 9 months leases have also increased quite dramatically. Now they're over 50%. This is conscious effort from our sales staff to do that, but we're still very committed to the service idea that we have to help our clients to our clients who are knowledge intensive and technology companies to adjust both downwards and upwards to changes in the macroeconomic environment. But at the same time, we want to diversify this risk by having new technology sectors like knowledge-intensive business services, life sciences, clean tech, nanotech, and at the same time, more and more of these innovation ecosystem players, universities, polytechs, research institutes, other governmental organizations with longer agreements to act as stabilizers on this. And the overall lease stock has increased from 117.7 to 122.5 million. So that's also a reflection of conscious negotiations, and we're satisfied that that's a development in the right direction. On the shareholders front, there have been no significant changes in the top 20, top 50 shareholders that we know of. Of course, sometimes things happen with these nominee registered shareholders that we don't know, so I'll just go straight to the 2009 outlook. We see, as I mentioned earlier, signs of recovery with respect to fiscal 2009, and we now see less risks to the occupancy rate and our financial performance for the remainder of this year. However, we will continue to work hard on our productivity and our cost efficiency. We're preparing for 2010 without really much certainty as to how the year is actually going to go. We just don't know, and we don't feel confident to make predictions regarding 2010 until we get closer to the end of the year. But you know the old saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and that's what we're doing, so that we will continue to put strong efforts into boosting cost effectiveness, streamlining our operations, and that means and includes the reorganization of our development services activities, which we announced a couple of weeks ago we were doing, to centralize support functions and eliminate overlap in local business units. And that's a good example of what we're going to be doing all over the company to take full advantage of our presence as a national and international player. More and more centralization and focusing our local units on sales, meaning customer procurement and customer care, as well as managing the local ecosystems and working with the local innovation ecosystem players to protect the long-term competitiveness of these knowledge-intensive communities that we are a very important part of. So that's how we're going to squeeze higher productivity and higher profitability out of the same amount of volume now and in the future. So we're standing by our original 5 to 8% guidance, and with a fair amount of confidence right now regarding 2009, but regarding 2010, we just can't confidently predict how that year is going to shape up. So I guess I can conclude by saying that our original decision to have a fresh look at our strategy in the spring proved to be a good decision. And you can summarize this new strategy in a nutshell. It means diversifying risks by broadening our customer portfolio within the knowledge-intensive focus so that we will remain a specialist in innovation communities, but we will find more and more opportunities to diversify by sector within knowledge-intensive communities and customerships. And at the same time, we will reaffirm our commitment to aggressively growing also internationally. In fact, I can say maybe that if there's one lesson from this recession, it is that it's even more important now to grow internationally and diversify our activities geographically than it was earlier. That's all. Thank you. And I'd be happy to take your questions.